Thank you once again, Ian. We've come to the last item on our agenda for you today, our last batch of news items. This fifth section of news always seems to be a collection of odd stories. We have a dispute between County Hall and NHS on some funds, a small gesture towards the lack of post offices on the outskirts north of the city, and housing plans for the Muspell Street area. There is even a mention of Christmas, and it is early September, with the news that there is to be no tunnel of light structure to delight city visitors this year. County Hall has defended its move to accept defeat in a row with the NHS, with £2.4 million set to be written off in the dispute. Leaders at Conservative-controlled Norfolk County Council said it was better to accept the loss rather than pursuing the money in order to avoid a bad relationship with the health service. It has said a new department will be set up to better manage finances between the Integrated Care Board and the council. But critics have argued for more explanation as to why the public was kept in the dark over the row and have demanded assurances it won't happen again.
With post offices closing around the city, folk who have been clamouring for a place to deal with their delivery needs now have access to a new branch. A new type of post office has opened in the paddocks inside hardware shop All Sorts on the outskirts of the city. In a letter addressed to neighbours in the area, Natalie Liff, propositions manager for the post office, said, "We have introduced a lighter, flexible branch format called drop and collect. Consumer habits have been changing and the popularity of online shopping has transformed the market. So the new drop and collection at All Sorts will offer post office services from a handheld device, providing convenient access for customers to bill payments and prepaid parcel collections and returns. However, the branch will not provide more complex services like personal and business banking."
New plans to revamp a former shoe factory in Norwich city centre have been resubmitted after planning permission had expired. Revised plans could see 54 three-storey homes and more than 25,000 square feet of retail and office space created at St George's Works off Muspell Street. Changes from the developer's first application include vertical terraced houses replacing large horizontal buildings on the edge of Muspell Street, while its courtyard has been redesigned to make it less car-dominated and regimented. The site's developer, Our Place, has promised significant environmental investment and a solar microgrid which it hopes will reduce energy costs for those living and working there. If approved by the City Council, work is expected to be complete by 2027.
Two artists have teamed up to paint the side of a city home and transform an alleyway which had been littered with unpleasant messages. Dom Renato and Marlon Fernandez both live in the city centre, and it is their latest large-scale artwork. Dom said, "We are both creative and do a lot of our learning together. I guess practice helps us to craft the skill." But their newest project came about when a homeowner contacted them to brighten up an alleyway by painting the side of his house. And the pair really trusted their instincts when it came to this. Dom said, "A lot of our work is freestyled on the day unless the client specifies a particular colour palette, style or wording. This piece was intended to brighten up the space, so does not have any specific meaning. Before being made into an artwork, the wall had lots of tags in it, such as names in love hearts and people writing that they'd been there, which made the alley seem uninviting."
Plans to open a new branch of Argos in Norwich city centre have been given the green light. The new store will open in the Queen's Road branch of Sainsbury's as Argos moves away from standalone stores, with its Riverside shop closing last year. Work will now begin to install the Argos counters and other related equipment after Norwich City Council's planning team approved the application last week.
Emily Carasquillo from Laurel Lodge on Ipswich Road can usually be found managing the care home. But outside of work, her passion is fitness and bodybuilding, and together with her partner, she takes part in competitions across the country and further afield. The 39-year-old who lives in the city said, "I've always been passionate about fitness and took up bodybuilding 7 years ago. I am just as passionate about bodybuilding as I am about being a registered care home manager. I manage my time very well by training at 3:30 a.m. to then go straight to work. In the most recent UK Ultimate Physique regional competition in York, she qualified for the British finals, in which she will go head-to-head against some fierce competition. Ms. Carasquillo performed her routine wearing an individually created bikini, encrusted with a sparkling crystal black swan care group design, reflecting the Norfolk-based care group who sponsored her for the event.
Christmas will look a little different in Norwich City Centre this year, as the Tunnel of Light will not be returning. As Norwich City Council's £3.2 million redevelopment of Hay Hill continues over the festive period and until spring 2024, the decision has been made to rethink the lights in 2023. The area is currently closed off from Millennium Plain and Gentleman's Walk, with space restricted only for pedestrians. The tunnel will not be relocated in 2023, as Norwich Bid said there is no other suitable location in the city centre. Instead, Norwich Bid will launch a new Christmas lighting scheme on Thursday, November the 16th.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. Don't forget to keep listening for the Norfolk Magazine. You will be used to our usual reminder that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. The other regular reminder, of course, is also that you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of loyal volunteers who have produced it today, not only organising the recording, but opening the post, dealing with the office work and admin, and copying and sending out the memory sticks to you all. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You will know that the office is not manned every day, so if there's no reply, don't worry. You can leave a message on our answer phone, and we will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Now we have that reminder again to you to stay listening as Norfolk Magazine follows. We do hope you enjoy it. And with that, it's goodbye from myself, Neil, and from Lorna.
Goodbye.